Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
That is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe is running the show. Listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app or check us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Streaming live there. And, of course, on the Carbless Talking text line, you can always hit us 800-990-3776. Now, Brad, we're going back to you, which scares me. But I don't actually agree with where we're going to go here, which excites me. You feel like things make you feel a little bit more uneasy and you need some affirmation the more this goes longer with Giannis?
Yeah, you know, it's been weirdly quiet since, I don't know, the last couple weeks, right, with Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. And to me, the longer this goes on without any sort of update, without any sort of post from Giannis, who's been pretty transparent on social media, very active on social media, the more I get concerned that there's actually something brewing. Because let me continue. it seems to me Giannis has been very transparent about, you know, where his state of his mind is. He had the salute and the prayer hands with the win for the Cream City, very cryptic. He's been very engaged. But nothing has been said necessarily about, I can't wait to come back to Milwaukee. I'm reaffirming my commitment to the city. And when it's quiet, quietness means there are things happening behind the scenes because you don't want to mess it up, right? Because if he were to engage somehow, then potentially he could be messing up a trade talks between the Bucks and partners. So the longer that this goes on, the longer that there is no sort of like commitment to Milwaukee, commitment to the Bucks, the more I think is heading in a bad direction. Because this is like in a relationship when things are already rocky and you're not having the conversation you need to have. You're not showing up in public together. There are certain things that you'd expect from one another when you're a little bit on the rocks that you're like, you know what? If they had these level, if they had these certain indications, then I would believe the relationship is good. But we don't see them together in public. They're not talking about one another. Things are oddly quiet. They're not having the conversation they need to have. I am concerned the longer this goes on in quietness, because the way the NBA works, it's quiet, quiet, quiet. Boom! The big trade hits the headline. So I do not want to see that happen. Be very concerned if it does. So yeah, the longer this goes on, the more I'm concerned.
The way that Brad was talking was almost if you think that the Bucks are already shopping around trying to figure out what's out there for them.
I don't know if they are, because they haven't given any level of commitment toward Giannis, and Giannis hasn't given it toward them.
The NBA draft is in less than a month. The longer it goes on, and I guarantee the Bucks would be foolish to be, without Giannis ever telling them, I'm not going to want to be here. If they were to be shopping around and that were to get back to Giannis, that would ultimately be them saying to Giannis, all right, well, we just lost you because we're shopping around behind your back.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on. That's the problem.
But it would get back to Giannis.
I'm just saying. Without a lack of knowledge about where everything stands.
With the lack of anything going on, the longer it goes, the better it is. Because until he tells the Milwaukee Bucks that I don't want to be a Buck, they're not going to shop around. They're not going to get trade offers. They're not, because he will want to be involved in that process make sure he goes to the place he wants to go. And I don't think it's that far.
The conversation that Brad, I think, is really trying to talk about is why hasn't there been a resolution yet, right?
Why hasn't there been any sort of agreement publicly from both of them?
And Brad, I agree with you. I'm not concerned quite yet. I'm with Ben on the sense of there's still some time. Now, I promise you, if this isn't handled by the NBA draft, like by the time the NBA draft is approaching, the week of the NBA draft, when we get close to that Thursday night, I believe they still have it on, and Giannis still hasn't committed to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee hasn't committed to Giannis, then that's when I get a little nervous. Because if you get towards the NBA draft, that's when people are talking about trade scenarios and potential rumors. Because that's a whole nother month. The Bucks should get this situated by that time. Because the Bucks, when they go to the draft, they don't have, I think, one draft pick in the second round. They need to start thinking about what that roster is going to look like. And they need to be doing that evaluating of what they're going to do in free agency starting in June. Like at that point, that's when you start building out your roster or figuring out where you want to go, the direction of guys you want to get. And so that's when my concern will start coming if the Bucks and Giannis still are having, you know, this tap dance or we don't know if he's going to be here. Because at a certain point, there needs to be something that comes out to say I'm committed. Like there has been enough, like Giannis is under contract. He's a Milwaukee Buck if we don't trade him. But there has to be some type of comment or comes from the organization or comes from Giannis at some point that reaffirms their commitment to one another because there's just been way too much noise, right? If there's noise where there's smoke, there's fire. And clearly, there's been a lot of smoke around Giannis. I, for one, do believe that Giannis is truly pondering what his future is because if he wasn't pondering what his future is, somebody, Peter Fagan or somebody from the Bucks or somebody from Giannis' team would have came out and said, this is nonsense, this is silly, you're coming back. Even Bobby Portis couldn't say, oh yeah, Giannis is going to be back and we're just going to figure out how they're going to build around him. I want to come back and play with Giannis. Nobody knows. So I think there is something there where we should be nervous about where his mind frame is at, but don't get too, you know, far gone because they have into the draft. Once the draft comes, we should be nervous.
The way I look at it is Giannis is smart. He knows that this is the conversation in the NBA, right? You turn on ESPN, any basketball show, and they are talking about Giannis, even more so than the Eastern or Western Conference Finals. Giannis could squash this whole thing if he just had one Instagram post that says, can't wait to play for the Bucks.
He's not
season.
Ready, man.
But that's what concerns me. Like, what are we waiting for? No, why isn't he committed?
Is it
the Bucks' fault? Is he actually thinking about leaving?
No, that's
what I'm concerned about.
I do think he's pondering it. Listen, a long NBA season, 82 games, that happens over a 9-month span, 8-month span. It's a lot of time, right? Let him recharge his batteries, have some time to relax, and then come back and really focus his mind on what needs to be done.
I think you might be more impatient about the silence than Giannis is about the silence.
Yeah, well,
affirmation boy over here.
I do. I need to be told.
Yeah,
tell me you love me.
Yeah, like me.
Yes, like me.
Like me, Giannis. Please stay.
Yeah, and I think the Bucks do like Giannis, and I think they're just letting Giannis have time to figure out where he wants to be at. I do believe there's truth to the fact that Giannis is thinking about what his life is going to be like. I mean, it's a big decision.
The more you think about, you know, the grass being greener somewhere else, I feel like it's not a good place to be. I feel like there needs to be...
That's not true.
I'm not saying to rush his decision, but I do think that the longer it goes on, the more you think about it. Maybe you hear the national media. Maybe you think, yeah, what am I doing in Milwaukee? We can't win a championship over the next couple of years. So the longer this goes on without Giannis saying, I'm a Buck, I think the more it looks like to me that he might go elsewhere.
800-990-3776. We go to the Carbless Talking text line. Tyrone in Milwaukee.
Dude, what's cracking like a legend, fellas? Welcome back, Kyle. What's up, Trey? What's up, Ben? What's up, Brad? And everybody in the studio. How are you, Milwaukee? Tyrone W. speaking. Yes. Am I coming through?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up, Tyrone?
Okay. I'm Claire.
Well, I'll tell you. Just give me about a minute and a half, and then I'll jump off.
Oh, wow. 90 seconds, Tyrone. That's a long time, man.
All right. Well, listen. We have to make sure, you know, first of all, let's keep him here. You got to make sure that the people that are here, they want to be here. Like, go through your G League and see who's really busting their butt to really make the, you know, like it's just like the Brewers minors pitching. You're getting better so you can make the major stage there in the G League. Who's busting their butt to get up here? We need some people in the post there. I mean, look at Carl Anthony Towns, cat, in New York. I mean, he's almost, you know, I mean, that's the kind of energy that you want.
Listen, that's the zestiest big man I've ever seen. He cold, though.
Right, you know, but I mean, you know, it's a young man's game, and this is what you got to do. If you can't do nothing in the draft, then you got to make sure that your G League is up to par to where if I bring you in, you've got to give me something. And that's just like the minor leagues in baseball. If I bring you up here, don't get up here and dish out a whole bunch of home runs and base hits and stuff like that. Otherwise, you'll be on the first boat out of here. To I don't care where, but you'll be out of here. So this is what I'm saying. Keep your eyes, find out who wants to be here. Get to that G League and I guess, Brooke, I love you, but I need you to be down in the post doing things there. You know, I don't need you going 5 for 27 on the three.
Tyrone.
5 for 27.
Okay.
I love you. But
we'll talk more. I don't want to set the audio out to show, but
I love you.
Thanks, Tyrone.
I don't think Tyrone realizes the G League is not like minor league baseball.
If you're in the
G League as a rookie.
That was a whirlwind. How do we get from Carl Anthony Towns to the G League?
If John Horst said to Giannis, we're going to comb the G League to get our championship team together, Giannis would already post that he wants a trade.
Yeah, he would have to. That's your solution? That's it, huh?
Let's crack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a.
I love
Oshkosh is going to be crack-a-lack-a-lack-a. I'll tell you what. Oshkosh.
I love Tyrone.
He's got the best energy.
Tyrone said, let me get 90 seconds. Let me get a minute and a half here. I said, dang, Tyrone.
He used him.
I'll tell you what. He's one of a few callers I'd let get away with that.
Yeah, I
agree with that.
Yeah, but what we say, I love Tyrone. I hate being tough on Tyrone. Tyrone, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It is.
How do you tell somebody who's way off that you like that they're way off? 800-990-3776.
Yeah, Brooke in the post, huh? We're on 37-year-old Brooke back in the post. I mean, sure.
Brooke
ain't
going to be here.
He ain't going to be here. I'm not going to be here. Brooke is for sure gone.
Oh, no. See, this is John in Milwaukee. You can do it for us. John, you're up on the Carveless Talking
Caller
text line.
Caller on caller crime.
Be easy on him.
All right, so let me start with Tyrone. Much love, man. You bring great joy to this program, great joy to me personally. But you couldn't be more wrong-headed. These guys in the G League for a reason. And if your strategy is calling the G League for guys who want it, hey, look, I don't want guys who want it. I want guys who can actually ball. And those guys, hey, they're working hard, but they're not ready for prime time. And it's crazy to think that you're going to get a lot of guys there to complete your roster.
All right, yeah, he actually did it a very nice way. He told Tyrone it was a bad idea in a nice way, a lot nicer than I would have done.
He gave him some love and said how great he is before he hit him.
Bring some joy to the program. Yeah. You know, they'll build him up and break him down, then build him back up on the back end.
Yeah, classic.
What does Brad do?
The compliment sandwich.
The compliment sandwich.
Yes.
Classic. The compliment sandwich.
It's a very healthy way to express criticism.
You need to stop being a freaking hater.
No, just being honest. Very honest.
But you can do honesty with a little bit of love.
Yeah, but the Bucks. I'm curious to see what they do. I think yesterday Evan Cohen joined us and he talked about how the Bucks should rebuild their roster. And you look at the teams in the finals, right? Like, a lot of these guys have one really good player and they just built guys around them, right? Most of these teams don't have two superstars. Even the Boston Celtics, yes, they have two really good players, but they had a really good roster. That's why they won the championship last year. And when Tatum went down, they were hurt. Right? You just need to have a full team, and the Milwaukee Bucks need to work to build a full team around him. Tyrese Halliburton right now, he has no other superstar.
Can you make a promise to me that it's been 2 years in a row that the midseason trades have gotten you all excited that the person that's going to come in and change the franchise?
What's Pat Beverly and Kyle Kuzma
made you feel like the Bucks were going to be champions?
Yeah, I mean, the Bucks had a strategy.
And you should have a banking strategy. If you're in the world, am I right, Brad?
Oh, that's exactly right. And that strategy should be to turn to Bank 5-9. Bank 5-9, they're everywhere across southeastern Wisconsin, and they're expanding quickly to your area. So if you look around, you're going to see that Bank 5-9. And that 5-9 stands for 1859. You do something for that long, you've been in business for that long, you know you're doing something right. 14 branch locations. And here's the thing. Making lives better. That's their mission statement. That is their focus. And they're going to make your financial life better. Because whatever it is, checking, savings, loans, CDs, deposits, whatever it is that touches your financial life, Bank 5-9 will make it better. But they don't just stop there. They go even deeper into the communities to make the lives better of their community. Over 9,000. Think about that. 9,000 hours. Volunteering in the local community, and several hundred nonprofits supported right here in southeastern Wisconsin. So you know, when you work with them from a financial standpoint, you can know they're also improving Wisconsin from a well-being standpoint. Employees, always satisfaction off the charts. Bank 5-9, they're just killing it in every sense. That's what you're going to get when you work with a true local bank like Bank 5-9, who's making lives better of everyone they interact with. Figure out how they can make your life better at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Brad Nortman, expecting father, has the worst brain in the world. You have the easiest decision in front of you if you make it so hard.
Mm.
And I need KBN Nation to help him see that next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm not Mr. Education. I think that's very clear.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not anti-education. I'm not very educated. And is that fair?
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
KBN Nation, May is officially to kick off the home improvement season. And guess what? I know it's a little rainy today, but we know that weather is starting to finally turn. And now is the time to tackle those big projects you've been putting off. Whether it's drafty old windows or worn out front door, Universal Windows Direct has the ultimate offer to get your home ready for the summer and beyond. Right now, during their home improvement season sale, you'll get an incredible 50% off your windows. Yes, half off your windows. You heard that right. You can upgrade your home with beautiful, energy-efficient windows for half the cost. But it gets even better. For a limited time, you'll get no interest and no payments for 12 months. That's a whole year to enjoy your new windows before you pay a single penny. And guess what? Here's the cherry on top. You'll receive a free entry door with your window purchase. Yes, a free entry door with your window purchase. Don't wait. Call 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Expecting father Brad Nortman.
Cool.
I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace. Strophe is cooling Brad for being an expecting father.
Cool.
Cool.
800-990-3776. What would you do if you were Brad Nortman? Brad, yours.
Here's the predicament. So, First Lady of the Nortman Estate, Lexi, is signing us up for birthing classes. So I don't know what they're going to teach us beyond like, yeah, push and Brad stand there and help, whatever that means.
No. Don't help.
How can I help? Like, baby, you got it.
Support.
Grab the head, the crown.
No.
I'm not grabbing it.
You get a leg.
I actually grabbed part of it.
I had a whole leg.
Before your daughter.
Fine.
Before your daughter was fully out, you grabbed part of the to help bring it out.
Oh no! I have my fiance's leg.
Oh, I was gonna say, dang! You grabbed.
I was like, dang!
You see a leg and then you start pull that thing.
No. Hell no.
You explained that very poorly.
Probably. I bet you was like, look, that's slimy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so we're doing birthing classes, right? In our advance for Lexi having her first baby, our first baby together. So here's the predicament. It's happening. So cool. Here are our options. It's either four Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 9.
Damn. What?
Four Wednesdays.
Yep. Or... Yeah, my thought exactly. It's like 12 hours. Right?
Yeah,
10
what
hours,
are you getting trained on?
Exactly. What more is there than push? And then, or it's 6 to 9 on Friday night, one Friday night, and then 8:30 to 4:30, a full Saturday. Those are the two options. So
I'm a break for lunch in there?
I don't know if you just work right through, if you eat lunch as you go. So I'm a little torn. Here's why. Four Wednesdays, that feels like a big commitment.
Which
that feels
one,
like
which
an
one
odd,
do you want?
I kind of want the weekend.
Do the weekend.
Which one does Lexi want?
She wants the Wednesdays.
No, you gotta.
She wants the Wednesdays.
Well, I mean,
put
you don't
down.
Have a choice.
No, you put your foot down with this, buddy.
He ain't carrying the baby.
No, I know she ain't carrying the baby, but listen. One Friday night and a Saturday, I promise you. I had a class like that. It was like three Saturdays. I was like, all I had to do was give three Saturdays in the span of 12 weeks. It was the best thing I ever did. Get it out the way, Bradley. You will be so happy. Because by the time you look up, you'll be like, oh, snap, it's 3:30. We're almost done.
What if I add one wrinkle to that?
What's the wrinkle?
The Friday, Saturday that it's on, that Saturday is our wedding anniversary.
Oh, who cares?
What better way to celebrate your wedding anniversary than preparing for baby Nortman? And then you go get dinner if you want after.
That's a long day, though.
Yo,
probably
who
won't.
Cares? It's, Brad. Bro, I'm being so honest.
Do you know how annoying it would be to go there
every Wednesday?
Different times?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, okay,
what's her pitch?
That's a long That's a long time over the course of a full Friday night. Now, and things happen. This is summer weekend now. So it's a Friday summer weekend and all day Saturday that we will likely just bow out on Saturday night because we'll be so tired from all that birthing class. So you're sacrificing one full weekend.
Brad, you're so tired.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be exhausted.
Is this required by your wife or, like, the United States?
This is
by my wife. Yeah,
family.
This is an optional course.
No.
This is optional.
What is there to know?
I'm going to find out.
How much does this cost? Kyle doesn't know, and
I don't
know.
Oh, wow, she just
I think we're going to put it through insurance.
Oh.
Potentially. We have pretty good insurance.
Oh.
NFL insurance?
I don't know if I have to pay for this.
I would assume
we are still in the NFL.
I don't know.
Do I have to pay for this?
I'm pretty sure birthing classes
are free. I don't have a child.
I don't think, knowing the American healthcare system, I love it, but I don't think birthing classes is something that'd be covered by insurance. I don't see insurance companies raising their hands and say, yeah, go ahead and take this optional birthing class that we're going to cover.
And it's 10 hours. That's a long time.
So your wife wants to do this. Is ultimately how we got here.
Yes. Sounds like it's 10 hours
you
to make it worth
the hospital. I don't know.
I didn't.
Why do you tour the hospital?
Everyone, so you can see, here's where you're going to be pushing. Here's where you
Why do you need to see this?
Brad can go to the vending machine.
Do that
during an ultrasound.
No, where you get...
No,
you don't get an ultrasound at the same place you give birth.
Can you tell how many kids I have?
Man. But like, even without a kid, like, I didn't think I would go to the hospital, like the emergency room, to get an ultrasound, check on the baby. Go to a doctor's office.
All right. The cost of childbirth classes can vary widely depending on the provider, location, and duration of class. Childbirth class fees may be anywhere from $50 to $200, while a series of classes can range from $100
to $500.
$500? Yeah, sounds like...
Dang!
I know y'all got expensive taste, so you looking at about $500?
Dude, that's...
Who with me, Brad?
Boy, that's a shock. Just think about what you can do with that $500 on an anniversary. Are we all in agreement that the weekend's better?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
But here's the thing. You ain't going to win this battle. If we learn anything about you, you're doing the class. She's picking the day you're doing it. You're not going to put your foot down. Brad. She's pregnant. You're going to lose this battle. Don't listen to Kyle. He doesn't have a pregnant wife.
I don't have a pregnant wife, but I'm telling you this. I love the relationship you and Lexi have. I do. I adore
it.
But at certain times, they can't win every battle. I know she's pregnant. And
this is the time to put my foot down?
Listen,
I know you're pregnant,
Brad,
but darn it,
by the time you get to that third Wednesday night in the summer, the third Wednesday night is going to be, oh my gosh, I got to sit through this again.
What happens if you skip one of them? You just waste money?
Yeah, well, then you are left a void of whatever information they would convey to you.
I just want to go ahead and project the different lifestyles you and I have for a moment. Okay, you're looking at Wednesday nights to go learn how to give birth, or your wife learns how to give birth.
We're trying to still find a new bags partner.
Last summer, I spent 12 Wednesdays playing bags at a local bar
and getting wiped the floor with.
You got
last
place, 14th.
There's 12.
So that is crazy. That's a weird.
Yeah, we're not playing this year. We didn't sign up.
Really?
I wonder why.
Bowed out?
Well, my girlfriend's job
changed. Guys, that should have been a sign when he couldn't even get, like, I know he was with his girlfriend.
Tried to blame her, too.
Tried to blame her. Like, we all know.
Well, if she's bad, you're awful.
You're horrible.
No, I was good.
No, you're not.
If they had an all-star team of that Bags League, I would have been on it. I'm dead serious when I
say
that.
No,
that's only if they did it like baseball where they take one from every team.
No.
Yes.
No.
Strofe.
Kyle.
I have never heard anybody say, oh my gosh, Strofe is good at this athletically. Like, you played pickleball before. Nobody came up saying, I want Strofe on my team.
Yeah, you got to play Strofe.
If you're that good, you should be able to put the team on your shoulder
and
to
win
at least
a game
not be the last seed.
I don't think you realized how close we came last year. This happened a year ago. Why are we talking about this?
I just wanted to illustrate
how different our lives are.
We've learned that you got 12th place out of 12 in a bar league for bags. We've seen you run the 3-cone combine drill slower than anybody in the world who's done it. And we've seen you do an imaginary first pitch on video in which your right leg didn't move beyond your body.
And there's a desk here.
And we've seen him celebrating a run.
Happiness.
Yeah. I didn't want to say nothing. I showed it to baby girl. I said, baby, look, I'm going to leave him alone because he dropped me off. But look. And then TC said something. I just was like, yeah. something wrong with it. It's okay. He got a heart condition. He got a pig heart.
A pig heart.
That's what pig hearts do to you.
So how are we supposed to believe that you were supposed to be on the
can you imagine
the imaginary all-star team of the 12-team Bags League Bar League?
Show us on stream how you threw the bag.
Yeah, come
show,
on,
I want to see your girl ain't got no your girl ain't got no video. Your girl ain't got no video. Her, look at my man throwing that bag. She ain't got nothing.
He
no video.
Be on the All-Star
I could text
team.
Her if you want.
She ain't got no video because she was like, "This is pathetic. This is what I'm marrying, huh?" But Strofe.
Oh, then she knew at that point.
Yes,
that would have been 6 months into dating.
He said yes.
She said yes.
Yeah.
Confidently, I said yes.
Wow. Look at that.
I think she knew day one of dating.
Look at that.
Come
on. I like the confidence.
You knew day one. You knew on your first date.
I fell in love so hard. That's not even a joke. I'm also, we've called me some words. I don't think we can say, but I fall quick.
What words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
thought we couldn't say that.
No, we decided we talked about it.
Okay.
You're a simp.
Okay, yes. Kyle's called me a simp on many occasions.
Yeah.
I'm a simp.
You're a confident simp, though. That's what I like about you.
You're a self-aware simp.
He is, because I like the fact that, listen, he has a lot of things not going for him. He could use
if she's,
that
if
to,
she's
to
fine,
hold him back.
If she's you're fine, go, she
you got a lot of
laugh?
Things not
what
going for you.
Need?
No.
You're not athletic.
Listen.
You're not doing this. You're not doing that.
There's a lot of negatives.
But we could all agree I way outkicked my coverage, so I knew. I knew right away.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, Strofe.
Confidence.
And Brad, Saturday. Friday, Saturday. Get it out the way because I'm telling you, that's one long day. But this is the problem. Brad ain't never had a full work day in his damn life.
I did when I worked in finance.
Oh, that's right. You did, and you hated it. That's probably
years.
Why you're at 8 to 4:30 a full day. It's like, I don't know.
Tsunami Express Car Wash, please.
I would love to tell you about Tsunami Express Car Wash just because it's the summertime and there is no better time to make sure that your car is glistening in that summer sun. That's what you're going to get from Tsunami Express Car Wash. That's because they have state-of-the-art wash technology. They're going to give you that long-lasting shine and protection. I'm telling you, when you go through the car wash, you can even perceive it. You can even smell the soap. You're like, you know what? This is a next-level clean that only Tsunami Express can give you. Not only that, not only the outside wash, but the inside wash. Free vacuums, mat washers, detailing supplies, tire air, all complimentary. And here's the best part. If you want to be like me, you can be a ceramic member, a monthly member that you can go as many times as you want. Because you might be driving, get bugs on the windshield right after the car wash. You might want to be able to go back day after day after day. That's exactly what monthly memberships can give you. One low monthly price, fast lane access, and daily washes. You pay for it after two washes, just like that. It's the best way to get your get your unlimited washes for a low monthly price. And there's Tsunami Express car washes all across Greater Milwaukee. So there's one by you. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norton with Homer. Schedule will appear a little later. It's the 414 Hour 4 next.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Nothing's ever happened to you from a breakup.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about
it. You brought it, so I had to ask.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put my old shorties on blast. But
why not? They're old shorties.
I've had some old shorties.
Yeah.
My parents listen to this show. I don't want my parents to know the craziness that I've dealt with that they son been a part of.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Check out the Princeton Club for your better tomorrow. No goal is too big or too small, but also enjoy that wonderful outdoor pool with a bar. So if you want to get together with other members of the club who are also bettering themselves, also have some fun too. It's part of life. And that's where they provide a community for you to get better and to have fun. You go over there with my daughter, with my fiance before we get married. Have the free childcare, have a workout, have it all. All at the Princeton Club of New Berlin. Check it out. Jair Alexander is going to be a situation that I think, unlike Giannis, will be figured out probably sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you got to run him that check.
If he's on the field.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I wonder if he has a bonus for showing up. If he does, I'm here. I mean, that money.
Yeah.
And so we heard earlier in the show Xavier McKinney talk about how, you know, he's rooting for him. He understands the situation of what he's dealing with. But at this point, like, I'm not going to lie. I think the Packers are going to figure it out because they have to figure it out because you don't want to let him walk at this point because I think you realize you still need talent. You need talent. And Jair is talented. And it might suck. You might not. I don't know. They'll figure out a way to make it work. Whether it's going to be, I'm sure ideally they wanted to pay him a base of six and $10 million in incentives. Whatever it is. If you got to split the difference, split the difference. Or if you got to go a little bit further, go a little bit further. Restructure it, but don't try and win the deal at this point because you need talent. And what are you going to do? Cut him? You're not going to trade him. Nobody wants him for the or you don't want the capital you're going to get back for him. So let's just all figure out a way to make it work. His teammates will embrace him back. He makes the defense better. He's got something to play for, too. The next contract that likely won't be the Green Bay Packers. So it's all coming to sing kumbaya now.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the Packers had leverage before the draft. But they sort of painted themselves into a corner when they just didn't draft anybody. And then all the any free agent you'd likely get is now gone. So now you're stuck with having a pretty average room, maybe slightly above average if you're the cornerback room of the Green Bay Packers. Or you bring back Jair Alexander, and average goes from average to maybe great, at least good to great.
Went on the field.
Went on the field, went healthy. Very important distinction. So now I feel like it's swung to Jair having a little bit of control because if the Packers want to truly put together a contending team with a quality defense, Jair has got to be included in that, or at least another quality body, and he represents that. And there's nowhere else to find it.
Yeah, and that's my biggest argument is I don't understand. You just said it, Brad. You played in the NFL, and you know what quality talent looks like. You've seen it up and center, right? You've been front and center. You played with Peanut Tillman as a corner. You played with Josh Norman, both guys that are very, very
Jalen
good.
Ramsey.
So you play with guys, Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame type guys. And so when you think about this Packers football team, defensively, Jair makes them better. And when he's on the field, this team is better with Jair. So that's why I don't understand all the back and forth. The Green Bay Packers need to understand, yes, it's negotiating. I hope they're working with the thought in mind that, listen, we know we're not going to pay him, I believe, the 16 or 17 and a half million, whatever they owe him. We're not going to have to pay him that, but we're going to come down that contract and make him earn it. But don't be ridiculous, right? Don't be if you gotta pay just a little bit more, do it, Green Bay. Do it, because at the end of the day, if he earns all his money back, that means the Green Bay Packers defense is probably better. And the Green Bay Packers defense is probably better, that means you're playing maybe deep into the playoffs, which means you have a chance to compete for championships, which is the reason why we do this. So I don't like all this back and forth. Just get it done. Get it figured out, and let's move on, and let's bring Jair back, and let's get ready for a good 2025 season.
Phil in Cedarburg, you feel a different way. I feel like John on the Talking Text Line does as well. We welcome you into the Carbless Talking Text Line. I'm Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Thank you, kind sir. Yeah, I don't know in what universe or galaxy we think Jair Alexander is going to be healthy and contribute. The guy is getting old. He's got a little man's body that just can't take the punishment anymore. He's a tiny man. He can't tackle anymore. He's not going to make any difference on this team whatsoever. This is all just kind of like nonsense. We're thinking of Jair from like 3-4 years ago. He's not Jair from 3-4 years ago. He's a beaten up old guy who can't barely play anymore. It's meaningless. The whole thing is meaningless.
So wait, are you saying that Jair Alexander, when he played last year, he didn't make any impact, Phil?
I felt like he made no impact. You guys didn't feel that way?
I think first game of the season, if I'm not mistaken, he had a pretty big impact.
Jair Alexander, I know one game, A.J. Brown had one big play in that game. Other than that, A.J. Brown was pretty silent. And no, I think Jair Alexander makes a definite impact and made an impact for this football team.
He's not a great tackler, but he can be a shadow to a number one wide receiver. He can still cover very well.
We didn't complain about him on the field last year.
I see where Phil is coming from, and John says, cut him, nobody wants him, he only plays half the games. But here's the thing. If you have the guys in the room you have now and you're able to come to a place where you're paying him, but it's not like again, what do you care? What does Phil and John care if they sign Jair Alexander with money that they have and he's on the team? And if he plays and he's healthy, he usually does contribute in a positive way. What do we care what the money is to Jair? You know what I mean? Sometimes we get so stuck on the money and paying people when really you need to make sure you have talent on the roster. Because otherwise, you're going to be complaining. The same people are complaining that we don't have talent. You're going to be complaining at the end of the year you need more talent.
And this is what I'm talking. You already allocated for the money to be spent. Like, it was already planned to be spent. And the only reason you're trying to recoup some of that cash is because he hasn't been on the field. You don't feel like he's living up to the contract. I'm looking up stats here. Jaire Alexander, through the first 9 games last year, had 2 interceptions, allowed 2 touchdowns in coverage, and had a solid overall coverage grade, according to Pro Football Focus. So the guy had a good year last year when he was healthy for the Green Bay Packers. And again, y'all worried about the wrong things. And that's what upsets me. And when I hear fans talk about, oh, cut him because he doesn't play. Okay, yeah, he has not been healthy. I get that. But cutting him does what for this football team? How does that make the Packers better? I'm serious. Are the Packers better off with 9-10 games of Jaire or 0 games of Jaire?
9 or 10 for my
especially if they're willing to play ball together to get
it figured out. And let's hope he plays. And if he doesn't, okay, it is what it is. But I'm not concerned about the dollars. We ain't spending those dollars nowhere else, buddy.
Brian in Lake Mills, you may be on the more positive side of things. Not that Phil and John were negative, but you're up on the Carpus Talking Tax line.
Yeah, the caller saying Jaire has no impact. It's just he just doesn't like Jaire anymore. And it's easy to know, see that because of the injury history. But Jaire for 3 quarters of the year, if we can get him there, is better than nothing. And with the health of players these days, you usually aren't getting someone to play every single game out of the year. Now, the contract status, what's probably happening is Jaire's camp doesn't want to go down too far to where the Packers are probably saying, well, past 2 years, he's gotten a lot of money, and we've gotten very, very little in return. So let's start at our point of lower rates or lower money with more incentives, and Jaire's camp probably doesn't want that. So both sides are going to have to give a little bit, but having 3 quarters of a year of Jaire is better than nothing.
I am with you, Brian. Chef Ed says, Phil is delusional.
Hey, Chef Ed's back.
Chef Ed, thanks for listening. Let's
28
go.
Is not an old man. We need him on the field.
Chef Ed, welcome back, man. I thought he
had a KBN strike for a minute.
Yeah, well, that was glad we cut a
KBN strike.
I'm glad we cut a deal quickly to bring our favorite guy back. One of our favorites.
We need him. We need him to start a KBN Nation.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he's back. And you read his text.
Am I the goody in this scenario of bringing Chef Ed back? Because I've been recruiting him for a few weeks.
You've been recruiting Chef Ed?
Wait, didn't he leave last week?
He left 2 weeks ago.
Oh wow!
But I thought he never took a strike on Sunday Karma nor Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh.
So I've just been kind of loosening him up a little bit.
But well, I'm glad back to have better you than back, ever. Chef Ed. I'm glad to have you back. Don't you ever leave
Ooh,
me.
Now
again.
John's calling in. We'll take him with Homer on the other side. 800-990-3776. More next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN,
and make sure everyone's tuning in when we do this because y'all's faces are going to be like.
It better be sweet.
If you think I'm gonna act like that for oatmeal, you're outside your damn.
You've never
mind.
Had Brad Nortman's oatmeal.
It's not
yeah,
Quaker,
but I've
is
had
it?
Chocolate chip no, pancakes no, with butter organic. And syrup that make me go, oh baby, oatmeal ain't gonna
you'll,
do that.
You'll be surprised. I'm gonna do a variety
on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Bruston Nortman. Brought to you by Higher Love Cannabis Company. Less than an hour from Green Bay and just over 2 from Milwaukee. Find your Higher Love at findhigherlove.com/CBD.
Oh, before we get to Homer, I gotta tell you about my friends at 3Tree Marketing, because your company, it's all about telling a story. That's what branding is. It's what marketing is. And they are experts in their field of merchandising marketing. Whether it be specialized gifting, onboarding kits, or welcoming new teammates or business partners, whenever you put your logo, your insignia on anything physical you can touch, feel, experience, 3Tree Marketing knows exactly how to tell your story, and they're going to knock it out of the park every time. Whenever we use 3Tree, oh boy, do we get our message across, and our brand is furthered in the eyes of everyone that we come in contact of. 3Tree Marketing thinks outside the box. They're going to showcase what your brand is all about and become an extension of your team. So see what 3Tree Marketing can do for you and your company. Set an appointment today at 3treemarketing.com.
Kyle Bruston Nortman leading into the Homer Hour, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. John, thanks for holding. You got Homer with you as well. Why are you so against Jaire Alexander being back?
Because he only plays half the games, and how he hangs them out to dry when, oh, I'm going to go, and then he doesn't go. I feel that if there's a top receiver on the other team, he doesn't go because he doesn't want to be exposed.
John, now you're just making stuff up.
You want to pay him more. So what is success then? If they sign him, how many games does he have to play for it to be worth it?
It depends on what the contract is, John. I think we're all in agreement that, like, we're not just going to pay him what he's owed. There has to be a restructure so he gets a base salary, and then it's incentive based on how many games he plays. And I think it's fair to say when the majority of the time when Jair has played in the football game, the Green Bay Packers are a better team because of it. And so, again,
when have you ever seen Jair back down from somebody?
There is some evidence to the fact that I don't think he's
not tackling. Or going one on one with people. He was mad at Joe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tackling number one since he got injured.
No, that has changed. I said not tackling, not coverage wise.
I don't think he's ever gone against the Detroit Lions in the last like five games against them.
It's not because he's scared of Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was mad. Remember what he was like, dog, what are you doing, Joe Barry? Let me follow.
Yeah, that was three years ago.
Yeah, but Justin Jefferson is, he's a tier above Amon-Ra.
Yeah, and he locked him down. He was after got smoked. He was grittying and showing. I'm like, yeah, I'm locking him down.
He's not the same player that he was then, though. That is the truth.
Did he run from AJ Brown last year?
Oh, he was chasing him.
I mean, he chased him one time. Other than that, he locked him down.
It was kind of a big play.
It was a big play. But I just this whole thought, like, dude, we're asking like Jair Alexander to play through injuries. I get it. He attempted to. He could not make it through, and he had to have PCL surgery. So what are we talking about?
Homer, for or against having Jair on the team?
I'm for it, but I understand both parties. And the fact is, the coaching staff believe he quit on him, and they just won't say so publicly. That's what's really going on. They feel like he could have played, he didn't, or whatever. They have to resolve that. Now, maybe the defense coordinator feels differently, but I think the best kept secret is they thought he quit on him.
100% they thought he quit him because they didn't put him on the IR initially because they allowed for him to, you know, because they would have put him on like
the doctors all said he can play.
He probably said it sounds like
a miscommunication though, doesn't it? I mean, it doesn't sound like he's
a guy
that's
very
good at
communicating. You know, guys think a guy was not playing.
But that's what,
he can play and he's not playing. And dude, you're important. We need you.
But that's the thing.
Docs say you can play. You're not playing.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around a guy who's willingly just not playing. I don't think I've ever experienced that. A guy who physically can play.
No, but you've addressed players who have injuries and the difference of opinion about those injuries.
Yeah, there's difference of opinion.
And
you could
give a list of players if you wanted to that you know they're playing even if they only got one leg. And other guys, he ain't that guy.
He's not that guy. He's not the guy. He says, I'm not risking my body. And this is what we have to understand. Y'all think that this is a gladiator sport. We sitting here talking about a guy going out there playing with a PCL injury, which he had to have a knee scope for. He had surgery. So it's not like they just went in there and just played around in there. They had to fix something. So he had to make a decision. For my health, for my body, how much do I want to sacrifice? Do I want to be limping at 45? Do I want to struggle to bend over at 45? Like, do I not want to be able to reach up at 45? And so we're sitting here mad that somebody decided to choose his body and his health. Meanwhile, some of y'all can't get out of bed.
I'm telling you what the coaches think or something.
This isn't different.
We don't count.
I'd be happy to not get out of bed if I had a little bit more money.
But the thing is,
you'd want to get out of bed.
I'm just saying.
Homer's right. There are some guys who are like, I'm going to play.
Risk it all.
I don't care what you tell me. Shoot me up with whatever you need to shoot me up with. I'm going to play. There are other guys who are like, I don't feel 80%. I feel 60%, so I probably won't play. So they're still injured. They still have pain. They're probably not their best selves. But yeah, you are cut from one of two cloths. So, and Jair's clearly not the first guy. He's clearly not the I'm going to play guy. But that's okay. If you have a guy that's good enough and then he's around enough, you can make that better. But I mean, you're right. You're right in that.
Back to more important things. You going to your birthing class.
Yeah, but do you suggest?
Yeah.
I've lived it. Whatever the mother says.
So even the time, though?
I don't care if it's 24 days, 24 hours of every day.
Oh, wow.
She's having a kid. Now, she might change on the fourth kid. I know you did. You were very nice about it.
Yeah, I'm glad.
There's no call. Done. Now,
as I remember it, is a total utter waste of time.
Mm.
I'm gonna go. Oh, she gosh. Might as well have taken the family dog, and we didn't have a dog. She might as well. There's nothing of no value, of no interest, nothing. Total 100% waste of time.
So you're saying it's
time.
A scam.
No, it's not a scam.
So I'm gonna waste
whatever time. Makes yeah. your mother feel comfortable with you being there. If she would have wanted me to be there next to her naked, I'd have taken all my clothes off.
Oh, wow. You are a real one.
Wait, what?
No.
You're a real one.
No,
I'm going to get you thrown out of the class.
Me too, Homer. If my girl tells me to get naked for it, I'm getting naked too, baby.
Now, I do want to say this.
We working together.
After she had the baby, we've been there from 4 in the morning. It's like 11. She has the baby, and the doctor turns and says, "Are you okay?" And Nancy goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about him." He was afraid I was going to pass out.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't see any blood. So that's how bad I was. And Wisconsin had a game that night against Northern Illinois.
Yeah,
I went because I said, "Nancy, what do you want me to do?" She says, "I feel terrible. Get the hell out of here. How are you going to help me now? I want to sleep." So at night I did the game.
For some water and a cup if
but
you need
as far it. As, you go. As far as the classes... Come on.
Do what she says, Brad.
This isn't about being nice. This is, what's the word? I'm not nice by the standard. You'd say, you did what? Why did your wife ever put up with that crap? The list is 20. But, and this, she's having a kid. And you get to observe her changing as she's pregnant. And go like, damn.
It is a miracle.
And
more
it's
advice
hard.
From Homer in 2 minutes on the Homer Hour.